welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I am pleased to be joined by Panorama Elementary Principal Liz Radcliffe. Liz, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So one thing I wanted to talk about in particular is your school's participation in the Anti-Bullying Awareness Project. It's a month-long deal. The first week is usually where the events get pretty front-loaded. You had a guest speaker from Guthrie County Health Systems Family Medicine, as well as you had joined a bunch of Blue Cake, which looked absolutely fantastic. Kind of talk about your participation in that and what got you guys into it and how the kids reacted so far.
Sure. We had our head cook cook us Blue Cake in honor of the Anti-Bullying Week. We also had our school liaison, Angie Clouser, kind of set that up and some of the activities. Dr. Straley from Guthrie County Hospital and Clinics reached out to us and does an anti-bullying presentation. So he spoke at the middle school, high school, and then in the afternoon came up to the elementary, and they talked about healthy habits and how to be a healthy person and to be kind to others and to promote anti-bullying.
Perfect. And has it been an issue here at the elementary school, or what's kind of the state of bullying in general here in the district?
We try to be really proactive with students and families. We have our guidance counselor, Sean Wharton, who works with kids daily. We really try to promote students being Panther ready. That's kind of our new motto, and that ready stands for being resilient, being ethical, being accountable, following your dreams, and then being your best you. And so we promote that every day. Teachers are constantly looking for students who are showing good behavior and showing that they are ready by giving them Panther bucks. We also have a weekly assembly every Friday where we honor students who are showing that they're Panther ready and they're our citizens of the week. So we try to be proactive to make sure that students are treating each other respectfully and kindly and showing those good characters.
Excellent. I think the Citizen of the Week, I think it's a really excellent program for the kids to be involved with. Now speaking of the ability to look out for those types of things that happen, and looking for those students to be proactive, you have a alert system, a kind of a safety alert web system that parents or even students can access to reach out to administration if anything happens. Has that been effective, and how have you seen that implemented into your daily class routine?
That's primarily used at the middle school, high school. It's an anonymous tip line that students or families can utilize if they know of something going on or something's happening to them, and then the office staff, the admin team, is notified. At the elementary level, typically, I just communicate a lot with parents about things that are going on at the elementary school.
And speaking of things going on at the elementary school, you have a lot of different programs going on with the kids. One in particular I've taken note of is reading to the citizens here at the Village. It seems like the kids really enjoy that. Kind of talk about that program and what reactions maybe you've gotten from the kids and from the individuals, the residents there at the Village.
Yes, we have our first grade students read to our Lakeside Village residents every week. They come in, and this is an awesome opportunity for our students to get some extra practice in reading, but also a great opportunity for those residents to get out and get into the community and get to see what's happening in our schools.
And in general, now that we've had a few weeks of schools underway, what are you seeing from this year's kids, and what are you hopeful for as the year continues?
Well, we have a lot of new staff here at Panorama Elementary. Currently, right now, we are taking our state reading assessments. They're called our FAST assessments. And, you know, the scores are coming in, and students are doing great, working hard. It's been a great start to the year. A lot of positive things happening, and that really goes to our students and staff in our community.
One thing that that I've been talking with educators about all over Guthrie County is reading and how kids can improve their ability to read. What do you recommend to parents? Any particular programs or tips or anything in general you'd recommend to parents to allow their kids or to help their kids read at a better level?
Each night we are you know, having our teachers send things out that promote reading. And so we have, you know, students who complete reading logs each night. We try to do reading advocacy through letting parents know different websites that have different fun reading activities on them. We have a library webpage that Joan Fredrickson, our librarian, keeps new and updated. And so families can get on that site and look at different reading sites. Reading books always at home is so important. And so we try to promote that nightly at the school.
Perfect. And obviously, things keep going on here at Panorama and any other school district. Any particular dates or any particular things you want parents to be aware of to make sure they have on their radar?
We'll have our fall conferences coming up at the beginning of November, November 9th and 10th, I believe. So that's a night, too, where we reach out to parents. We have a lot of things going on that night where parents can come in the classroom and see what progress their students are making. And then we also have handouts to give to parents. We have some, our food pantry is open on Tuesdays, so we hope parents are utilizing that. We're getting ready to do a building-wide reading program called One School, One Book, and so there'll be more information to come on that as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, a lot of great information there, Liz, and it's been a pleasure to join you today and to get to know your school a little bit more. Liz, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.